This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. New Delhi has reiterated its call for immediate de-escalation of tensions in West Asia region after attack on a commercial ship GFS Galaxy carrying Indian crew members off the coast of Oman yesterday. Condemning the attack, the External Affairs Ministry said that out of 11 Indian nationals on board, 10 have been rescued so far, while one is reportedly missing. The ministry said the Indian embassy in Oman is closely monitoring the situation and proactively coordinating with the Omani authorities in the ongoing search and rescue operation. New Delhi also expressed concern over the continuing incidents of attacks on commercial shipping in the region. It also reiterated the call for conclusion of ongoing negotiations for a diplomatic solution so that peace and stability can return to the region. The mortal remains of the 15 Indian tourists who lost their lives in Saturday's boat capsize incident near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam were taken to Ho Chi Minh City. The Indian embassy in Vietnam informed that the mortal remains will be transported to India at the earliest after the completion of necessary formalities in Ho Chi Minh City. It added that the embassy and the consulate general are closely monitoring with the Vietnamese authorities and assured all the possible assistance to facilitate the early transportation of the mortal remains to India. Uttar Pradesh created a new benchmark in environment conservation by planting 35 crore 27 lakh saplings in a single day under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign yesterday. This is 27,89,000 more than the government's target of 35 crore. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath launched the statewide Vriksharopan Mahayagya Drive from Gorakhpur by planting the sacred Triveni saplings. Home Minister Amit Shah also launched a massive tree plantation drive in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, which saw the planting of over 1.25 crore saplings across his Lok Sabha constituency. Addressing the Vriksh Mitra program and Paryavaran Sanrakshan Sankalp event in New Delhi, Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan emphasized that planting trees is extremely important for protecting the environment and ensuring a sustainable future.
As temperatures continue to rise, the climate crisis will only deepen. Estimates suggest that if the current trend continues, climate change could reduce global GDP by as much as 20% by the end of this century. The resulting economic crisis could be so severe that recovering from it would become extremely difficult. Therefore, if greenhouse gas emissions continue at their current pace by the year 2050, the Earth will face serious environmental, economic and social challenges.
Former Qatar Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, who transformed the Gulf nation into a major global player in diplomacy, media and investment, has died at the age of 74. India has declared one-day national mourning today as a mark of respect for Father Emir of Qatar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences at the demise of Father Emir of Qatar. The External Affairs Ministry has said that Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju is visiting Qatar to convey condolences on behalf of the Government of India to the State of Qatar. Five Indian students have won gold medals at the 56th International Physics Olympiad IPHO 2026, which was held at Bucaramanga in Colombia from the 4th to 12th of this month. These young physicists have brought immense pride to the nation by delivering an extraordinary performance. Afghanistan's Minister of Agriculture, Irrigation and Livestock, Maulvi Atallah Umari, concluded his six-day visit to India. During the visit, the Afghan minister met with Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. India reiterated its commitment to supporting Afghanistan's agricultural sector through cooperation in climate-resilient and biofortified crop varieties, sustainable irrigation practices, water harvesting, watershed development and other areas of mutual interest. Wicketkeeper batter Yastika Bhatia became the first woman to score a test century at Lord's before India's bowlers tightened their grip on the historic one-off women's test against England. Resuming the penultimate day with an overall lead of 269, India declared their second innings at 341 for 7. In reply, England slumped 230 for 6 at stumps, with Amy Jones unbeaten on 52, leaving India just 4 wickets away from a memorable victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.